Open Language 英语，
潘吉接你告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
I'm Adam.
今天呢，我们要说说在英文里面，如果你想请一个人帮忙啊，请你的外国朋友、同事帮个忙，英文能够怎么来问，怎么来提出这个要求啊？今天呢，我们会从小忙。很小的忙说到很大的忙、因为你英文的这个用法根据 the nature of the help、
right.
the nature of the 忙不一样用那个问法也会不一样
Yeah, small 忙 is very different than big 忙
好那我们今天的所有这些文本啊这些从小到大的忙我们都会放在今天的推送里面大家都很熟悉了我一直说请你们关注我们的公众号开言英语开放的开或者开口说英语的开语言的言 OK, first of all asking for help、要人家帮忙
How do you do it?
其实想到做这个题目就是刚刚你和 Diana 录了一课付费的课程、
right.
我觉得就是中国人、特别常见的一个要外国人帮忙的场景一个 situation、right?
Yes, always proofread
对，就是你能帮我看看我这个邮件写的好不好，帮我 proofread 检查一下啊。然后我就想到说，哎，其实这个话题也是很有用的，所以做一期节目送给大家。那如果你要一个人帮你一个很小的忙的时候，英语可以怎么说呢？
Could you do me a favor?
Could you do me a favor?
Yeah, or even could you do me a quick favor?
所以 favor 就是让人家帮个忙的意思，对吧？那Could you do me a favor or could you do me a quick favor?、Can you say could you do me a small favor?
Could you do me a small favor? Yeah, it's okay.
帮个小忙都可以。
Yeah.
但是这里呢我们要用 could,、要用 can 的过去式。
Yeah, yeah, can you do me a favor? Doesn't sound as polite.
对我以前学英文的时候我一直在纠结 so I was always perplexed by why do we use the past tense here? 为什么要用过去时？这个事情明明还没发生嘛。I'm asking you now.、后来我就知道 it doesn't have anything to do with the tense,
time,、
the time. 这个跟时态、时间没有关系。It's all about...
Just polite, being polite.
就是英语里面你要更、婉转、更客气的话通常都会用过去时。然后这个也是我们付费课程里面经常跟大家讲的啊。So, could you do me a favor? Could you do me a quick favor?
Yeah.
Or could you do me a short favor?
Yeah.
或者有的时候我觉得也不用直接把 favor 或者 help 这些帮忙这些词说出来。可以说 do you have a second?
Do you have a second? Yeah.
Do you have a sec? Or do you have a minute?
Right. Yeah, do you have a sec? I like to.
就是你有时间吗？然后我们中文里也会这样说，你要别人帮忙的时候，就是哎，你现在有空吗？我能打搅你一下吗
？Right, and the other person understands the meaning is.
对对对 ，you need a quick favor.
Right,
you need some help. 那前面我们说到的 second 就是一秒，对吗？然后 minute 就是一分钟，
right.
然后那个 sec, sec,
sec, yeah.Second.
对 so it's shortened from second.
Right.
当然它不是说这个忙只要一分钟或一秒钟
right, right,
只是一种说法、
right.
对吧、能帮我一下吗就这个意思、那 Adam 中文里面我们可能会说你现在方便吗、英文可以问一个人 Is it convenient for you?
Is now, maybe is now convenient for you?、is it a good time?
所以你可以要人家帮忙的时候也可以说 Is it a good time? 那会不会说 Can I interrupt for a sec? 因为中文有的时候会讲我能打搅你一下、
Again, could, right? could、
sorry,
yeah,
could
I interrupt、yeah, Could I interrupt for a sec?
但是这个 interrupt 是不是说这个人他可能在忙或者他在做一个别的事情然后你要他帮忙你去跟他说 Could I interrupt for
yeah,
a sec?
Could I interrupt you for a second? You can use it when people are talking or when someone's doing something.
But that implies you need some help?
Some help, yeah.
Okay, 都可以但是要用 could. 好，接下来的一个说法我很喜欢，它很形象，跟手有关。
Oh,
你能帮我想
Could you give me a hand?
Could you give me a hand?
Yeah.
你能拉我一把吗
Give me a...
你能把你的手借我一下吗、或者也可以说 Could you give me a quick hand?
Quick hand, yeah.
Or could you lend me a hand?
Lend me a hand.
Could you lend me a quick hand?
Could you lend me a quick hand?
这些都行。
For a sec?
对对对这些都行的、yeah. 好我们刚刚说了很多都是当你 when you're asking for smallish favor、
yes.
都是比较小的忙、啊
oh, the big 忙
big 忙怎么说呢
哎呀 I actually the words are the same it's actually just how you say them change a little bit for example we just were talking about the favor、
mm-hmm.
well maybe、You know, before, Jenny, could you do me a favor and pass me that pen?
就这是一个小忙就 Jenny, 你能帮我拿支笔吗
Right, but maybe I don't have a lot of money.
这借钱总会是大忙。
Yeah, so Jenny, could you do me a favor?
就是我们
Could you, yeah.
语气 tone of voice.
Yes, it's definitely the tone and also it's the pause between the favor, or sorry, the words and then the favor.Could you do me a favor, pass me that coffee? Could you do me a favor? Could you help me, you know, buy my present for my wife or something?
你说一个是语气 tone of voice,、还有一个是 could you do me a favor? 后面会停顿一下、pause.
Yeah, the bigger the favor, the bigger the pause.
Okay, 要帮了你，你要请求这个忙越大，这个 pause, 这个停顿就越长。Okay.我们刚刚讲了那么多好像 we didn't really use the word help.
That's right, yeah.
其实 help 也可以直接问的耶。
Sure, could you help, well, help me out.
Help me out,
Could you help me out?
所以就不太说 could you help me.
Could you help me? Maybe could you help me with something?
对我也觉得好像这个 help 通常后面都要跟一些东西来修饰啊。Mm. So you either say could you help me out with something, or could you...Quickly help me with something.
Right. Or help me do something.
如果你直接说 could you help me, 这个好像是救命啊那种
yeah, help, yeah.
就是比较严重的事情。
Yeah, help me.
Help me, okay. 好那 Adam, 我最后再问一下就是如果你特别要让人家帮你一个大忙的时候、中文我们可能会说哎呦我实在太不好意思了、真不知道怎么开口。英文里你们也会这样说吗
We don't, you know, I guess you could say, I'm sorry to ask, but we don't really have this habit.
你们没有这样的语言习惯是吧你说可以说 I'm sorry to ask.
You could, but I don't think there's any need.
就外国人要帮忙的时候就不需要说什么、you know, I'm embarrassed to ask. 我不好意思 or、you know, I don't know how to say this so I don't、I've heard people actually say
I don't know how to say this
对这个我听过、比较像中文的我不知道怎么开口、好像人家说 you know, I don't know how to say this or I don't know how to put it、但一般后面都是什么借钱啊什么就比较大的事情。
Maybe it's just because nobody has asked me for help. Maybe that's why.
这也有道理。
People always ask me for, you know, small favors. But not very many people ask me for the big, you know, big help.
是。好的那今天说了一些从小到大的忙、我们英语里面可以怎么来沟通来 communicate 这件事儿。那也希望开言英语我们的双语脱口秀和我们的全英文付费课程能够一直、带给你生活中马上能用到实用好用而且大家在学习过程中一直觉得很有动力很有兴趣的这些内容我看很多用户的反馈看很多听众们给我的留言每一次我看到大家说到就是我觉得这个很实用很贴近我而且让我觉得学英语很有意思我想学下去的时候 That just makes my day 这个也是英语很好的一个说法、If something makes your day
Makes me so happy
对就是这一天你什么都不用做了、我所有活在世界上的目的已经达到了 It makes my day.
Sure.
So, you guys, your validation and your support definitely makes
not, all of our days.
All of our days, and not just our today, but also our tomorrow.
Our tomorrows. Oh, that sounds so beautiful.
对，我真的是这样想的，所以谢谢大家。然后，今天我们所有的这个 list 啊，文本呢，都可以在我们的公众号“开言英语”里面看到。你要来升级账户的话呢，公众号也是最方便的一个途径，大家直接可以在我们的公众号里面购买。学习一年只要629元，我们就会陪你一起进步，一起享受英语。So thank you for listening, and if you have any questions or comments, 大家在今天节目的留言里面来告诉我们 we love reading them.
We do.
And we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.